These three of y'all. Amen. Anybody else ready for a winner besides me? All right. We need to have a prayer meeting about this heat. Amen. Hallelujah. It's National Grandparents Day. Yay! So if you're a grandparent, good job, you made it! Amen. I think we're going to talk about love again. Amen. Because every time I go back, there's a lot more. Amen. So turn over to Exodus 23, please. Say amen when you get there. Amen. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I, who's saying that? God. Say God. God. Amen. Say God.
God.
God. Yes. God will take sickness away from where? Say, from the midst of me. So God told us that he'll take sickness away from where? From me. From the midst of me. Correct? Amen. And then in verse 26, at the end of it, it says, and the number of thy days I will fulfill. Amen. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Amen. Turn over to John 13, please. John 13, verse 34 and 35. Say amen when you get there. Amen. It says, a new what? Commandment I give unto you, that you what? As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this, by what? By love? Say by love. Because that's what we just read, right?
Yes.
By this, by love, shall all men know that you're my disciples. Amen. So does your love show that you're God's disciple?
Yes.
Amen. Saying yes is good, but does it?
Yeah.
It's easy to say yes when we're all in here together. But when I'm out there by myself driving down the road or messing with that coworker, does it show? Or when I'm on the phone with the warranty people that just want to call you every day and let you know that your car warranty is up. Yeah, amen. Amen. By this, love, shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. Amen. But the beginning of 34 says a new commandment, right? And so a new commandment is what? Love. Because if we love, we won't do any of the rest of the commandments. Correct? You won't. Because if you love somebody, you won't commit adultery. If you love somebody, you won't hate them. If you love somebody, you won't bear false witness. If you love somebody, you won't judge them. Amen. Amen. And so then if we do that, then what's God going to do for us? Say, take away the sickness. So what's God going to do for us? Because the old covenant is old. But we got more revelation of it. We got more. So now it's a new covenant, which is it means it's better. Correct? We have a better covenant established upon better promises. Correct? And so if we love, then God will take sickness away from us. Because he told them that in the Old Testament, didn't he? We just all read it, correct?
Yes.
Amen. And so if we love, because if you read it in the Old, I don't think I hit it, but it says if you love me, you'll obey the law.
Yes.
Right? If you obey the law, I'll take sickness from away from you. So the law here for us is the love. So if we love, then God's going to take sickness away from the midst of us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's true, if you don't believe it or not. Amen. And it's still so and good. Amen. All right, I'm going to pray and we're going to get started. Father God, I love, thank you, and praise you. And we thank you, Father God, for your holy written word. To be able to gather around it with like believers. To be able to feed our faith, Father God, so that we may grow. And that we don't just fall trapped to Satan's devices or his tricks or trickery, Father God. But I thank you that we continue to see what he's trying to do. And we get ahead of it, so to say. We get in front of it. So that we're not able, that we don't fall victim to it. Amen. And I thank you, Father God, that my tongue will be the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths this morning from your word that not even I myself planned on saying. But I thank you, Father God, it will help us. It will help us to continue to grow in our love walk. In our love walk with not only each other, well, just everybody, Father God. And we thank you for it. And we praise you for it. And everybody that was in agreement said amen. 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 Turn over to Romans 5:5 real fast, please. I'm just going to hit a few things that we read last week. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is where? So for me to say that I can't love somebody, I'm lying.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You might as well say amen to it, because it's so. Because if the love of God's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given to my neighbor, who's it gave to? Escaped to all of us.
Yes.
I don't know. Amen. We got to get y'all warmed up before I say that. Amen. Amen. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto all of us. Amen. Say, it's given unto me. Amen. But, you know, we obviously got to act upon it and develop it. Amen. Just like faith. But we'll get to that in a minute. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 2:10 in the Amplified, please. I don't want to spend too much time on this because we got a little bit to go. Amen. Let me pull it up. 2 Corinthians 2:10. If you forgive anyone anything, I too forgive that one. And what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, has been for your sakes in the presence and with the approval of Christ the Messiah. Next, please. To keep who?
Satan.
Say Satan.
Satan.
From getting an advantage. From getting the advantage. Over us. See, any of us can get mad. Easy. Easiest thing any of us has ever did, matter of fact. Because we practice it as kids. Amen. You should have said amen to that. But have we practiced love at all? Because, see, that's why a lot of people say, well, I just can't love them. No, you can. You've just been practicing anger and hate so much, you just don't know how to yield to love. Because it's in your heart. It's in every one of us. And if we don't yield to it, it's my fault, not my neighbor's fault. And Satan will make sure. Satan will make sure to show up to your house every single day if he knows he can get you out of love in something. If he knows that somebody messing with your house, or somebody messing with your car, somebody pulling in front of you in traffic, or your coworker saying something a little crazy, he knows if he can get you with that every single time, what do you think is going to show up tomorrow? And now what does he have? An advantage for what though? See, the word advantage, that's good. That lets us know he has an advantage, but an advantage in what? Well, sickness now can attack me. Not only me, but my entire family. And I could go to the doctor every single day and never find out what's the matter with me. Why? Because the love of God is not it's shed abroad in my heart, but I'm not exercising it. I'm exercising what? Anger. Amen. And according to Exodus, what we read a while ago, well, John 13:34, a new commandment, right? New commandment now. But in the old commandment, he said, I'll take sickness from where? From the midst of us. And so to give Satan an advantage, allow him to show up every day and to get me mad? That's an advantage. Because now he's able to get into my finances. Now he's able to get into my marriage. Now he's able to mess with my kids, my health, my family's health. That's what an advantage is. An advantage is just having the ability, over a person. Like in the military, they told us never fight uphill because they have the advantage at the top, obviously. Because you're running, you're fighting, and they're dug in, they already have an advantage. They have a higher position than us. Amen. And so whenever we give Satan a higher position than us, now he's able to affect us because he's supposed to be where? But if we give him the advantage, where is he? Is he under my feet? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That was real good. Thank God we're recording this because I'm going to have to listen to it later. Amen. Because trust me, I have the same opportunity y'all have. Yesterday we went up to Vegas for some stuff and then we was heading back and then I'm driving and we was coming down a hill. There's a guy in the slope or the fast lane with a camper. And you know, that always helps your love walk. Always. Especially when he's in the hammer lane. Well, that's the go fast lane. And we wanting to go 5 miles underneath the speed limit. I don't believe in that. I don't. I like to get where I'm going. And then there was another guy in the slow lane. And he was actually kind of heading in front of the guy pulling the trailer. So I was like, you know what? I'll just get over here in the slow lane. I'll just follow him up. So I got up behind him. What does he do? Help me with my love walk. Yeah. He did. Because he slowed down and then just started pacing the camper. Yeah, man, that's good, ain't it? Just make you want to throw something at him. And so I got back and then the camper started speeding up. So I was like, well, I'll get back over here. Got behind him. What'd he do? Yeah, he did. See, whenever Satan figures out what'll get you upset and get your mouth to working for you, or against you, I should say, for him, he'll make sure it shows up every day until you get it handled, until you fix it, until you overcome it, and then you're able to say, no, I'm not falling for that same thing again today, Satan. You're going to have to try something else. But if it keeps working, why try something else? It's like messing with my brothers and sisters at home. You know, it's like, I'm not touching you. You know how aggravating that makes somebody, right? But once they go, I don't care, it's no fun, is it? Because you're not aggravating them anymore. Now they're just like, whatever. Y'all getting any of this? Amen? And so I got back over in the fast lane, and then that slow lane guy, obviously, you know, sped up. I didn't get back over there. I just said, me and Chelsea actually kind of started laughing, said, thank you, God, for another opportunity to exercise my faith, or my love, not my faith, my love. And see, the more I practice that and act on it, the more it's going to develop, just like your faith. Your faith is is an act, right? We have to act our faith. So if I'm feeling sick and I pray the prayer or speak the words of faith, release my faith for it, right? And then what do? I get up and act like I'm well because I am. Because if I believe God that I'm healed, then that's how I need to be acting. I don't need to be acting like I'm sick then. Faith's an act. So is love. Love's an act. We have to act it. Amen. We gotta act it that way. It'll continue to grow in our life. And the more we do that, the more it'll grow and the less things Satan will be able to kind of test you with or tempt you with or get you aggravated with. Amen. Amen. Y'all all right? Smile at your neighbor and say, this is good. Amen. Even though you're looking at him like you're crazy. No, don't say that. Help somebody else with their love walk, right? Amen. It's almost 11. Where are we at? All right, let's go back there then. Amen. 2 Corinthians 2:10, Amplified. Or 11, please, sorry. To keep Satan from getting, actually, advantage is also a more favorable position. Advantage over us, for we are not ignorant. Say, I'm not ignorant. Of his wiles and what? Because his actual intentions, what did Satan come to do? We need to understand that and know that. Amen. I said we need to understand that and know that. Satan's come to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. God's come to do what? And life more abundantly. All right. But what's Satan's intentions then? So then we need to recognize that. He's trying to take over my health or my family's health. He's trying to kill me with something. He's trying to take over my finances, have me just living on barely get along streak, just in lack from paycheck to paycheck. That's his intentions. He's not here to help you. And once we understand what his real intentions are, it's like if you had a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, y'all thought y'all were doing pretty good, but once you found out his true intentions, or her true intentions, we cut tied and smoke, pop smoke and left. Army lingo. Pop smoke pretty much gives you a concealment so you can get away without them seeing you. Amen. Yeah, we all get it now. Thank God. Look, it's not funny if I got to keep explaining all the jokes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to find out what his intentions are. Once we know what his intentions are, then us just getting upset all the time ought to give us a clue. So whenever an opportunity to either yell at my wife, yell at the kids, get mad at somebody in traffic, get mad at somebody at work, ought to know what the true intentions behind this are. So if I'll slow down, say slow down, and don't be so fast, just so quick, think we have to be there right then, say something right, well, they said this, I'm going to say that. So what's Satan's intentions then? And so for me to constantly just go over this, it's like I'm having to take a test over every single day of the same question. It's like if I was back in high school or college or whatever, and I had to sit there, go into class every single day and take the same test over and over and just continue to fail it. At some point, I should get an idea. I should figure out why I'm failing this. And I should correct what I'm doing so that I don't fail this no more. Amen. We started off good. Y'all still with us? Amen. Hallelujah. Where are we at? Man. All right, look. So we almost went through what we spoke about last Sunday. All right. Hallelujah. Still good. Amen. Romans 12. No, don't go there. We ain't got time. Okay, sorry. We read it last week. Write it down. Romans 12, 16 through 21. The Amplified or the Passion. Amen. And then 1 Peter, we know, 3:7. In the Passion, it says that husbands, treat your wife right. This is Ricky translation. Husbands, treat your wife right so that your prayers will be heard and answered. Yeah. Amen. We all agree?
Yes.
All right, good. Amen. Before we respond to anyone, we need to ask ourselves, how is what I'm about to say going to affect the other person? Yes, sir. Amen. I know I read that last week, but it bears repeating. So before we respond to anyone, we need to ask ourselves, how is what I'm about to say going to affect the other person? Amen. Because if I do that, then I'm actually walking in love, because I'm not going to say something that's demeaning, that's hurtful, that's going to crush them, that's going to tear them down. Because love has none of those qualities to it. Amen. You should have said amen to that. Amen. All right. Let's go over to Titus 3:2, please. I'm going to read it to you out of the Amplified. What you got? Amplified, sorry. Well, you pull up. You got it, don't you? Yeah. To slander or abuse or speak evil of no one. To avoid being what?
Contentious.
To be what?
Forbearing.
Yielding, gentle, and what? And to show unqualified courtesy towards just people that you know.
No.
Towards just people that treat you right. You know, because an eye for an eye. See, too many times we try to bring the world's way into the church's way. But you can't. Amen. I said you can't. And courtesy toward who? Say everybody. Everybody. Amen. I'm going to read it to you out of the Passion. It says, 3:2, there it is. And remind them to never tear down anyone with their words or quarrel, but instead be considerate. Considerate. That's something we need to really pay attention to. Humble and courteous. Courteous to everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, amen. Better go. We was doing good. Amen. Might say something funny, get y'all back on track. Turn over to Romans 14 real fast, please. I read this a few weeks ago, and it just really struck me as interesting. You can pull up the NIV, please, ma'am. Thank you. Romans 14, I said, right? Yeah, 14:15. Yep, 14:15. It says, if your brother or sister is what? Because of what you eat, what are you doing? Well, they're just going to have to get over it. See, that's a lot of people's attitude. Well, who cares what I eat? I want to eat what I want to eat. I don't care if it offends them. Who cares what I wear? I don't care what they say. Who cares how I dress? Who cares how I drive? That's their problem. Hey, man, that's why I got y'all laughing at the beginning, because, you know, amen. You're no longer acting in what? I know we're all thinking, but we really need to process this. Because a lot of times we're like, well, that's their problem. Well, no, I believe it might be a pride issue on your part. Because if what I'm doing offends somebody, then I'm going to stop. I am. Well, who cares? You know, whenever we was in the military and we was over there, you know, there was some, like, showing the palm of your hand. It was like a disrespect. And so what do? Right? And I know that's, well, no, just wasn't love. That's all there was to it. Amen. And so for me to know something, kind of aggravate somebody or get somebody upset, and then to do it, and then say, look, you're just going to have to get over it. I'm helping you. Yeah. Amen. Then we're no longer acting in love. We're not. Look, say, Pastor Ricky didn't say it. So if I'm going to get mad, I'm going to have to get mad at myself. Thank you. I agree with you. Amen. But that is interesting, right? So if we're doing something that's bothering or offends someone, are we walking in love? If so, if we're talking about, well, they're just going to have to get over it, are we walking in love? Amen. Man, time just really flies at this part of the day, don't it? Let me read a few things to you real fast. Natural human love is selfish. Amen. Natural human love is selfish. It really is. It's concerned about me and what I can get out of this. Amen. Human love will turn to hatred overnight. Amen. Divine love is unselfish. And it's concerned with what can I give? Or what can I do to help? Amen. Y'all still doing all right? Amen. Natural love, human love, has been to the divorce court. But divine love hasn't. Amen. Look, I ain't saying nothing against that. I've been divorced. Probably more times than y'all. Amen. But we figured it out finally. I learned how to start acting right. I said I did. I learned how to start acting right, not stop being ignorant and stop being so concerned about Ricky. Well, that makes me mad. Well, I can't. Why ain't you doing this? See, whenever we, if you really stop and start thinking about that, what is that concerned about? You or somebody else? See, human love is selfish. It's concerned about me and I.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Amen. Love, I already read this to y'all earlier. Love like faith is revealed in word and action. Amen. How do we exercise love? We act like we would if we did love someone. Because we do. I said because we do. But you don't understand. I do hate them. Well, according to the word, if you hate somebody, you're a murderer. And there's no life abiding in you. Amen. So, and not only that, but if the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart, and for us to say, I can't love them, I'm calling God a liar. Look, you're a liar. I can't love them. But that divine love that God shed abroad in our heart is the same one that went to the cross and died for you before you was even saved. See, he saw you now and how you acted, but yet the love that he had for you said, I'll do it. God, send me. See, that love is the same one that shed abroad in our hearts. And so for me to start talking about somebody, to continually gossip about people, am I walking in love? Because the divine love said, I will go, God, send me, I'll die on the cross for them. That's the divine love. And where has it been shed abroad? In your neighbor's heart? Whose heart? Whose heart? Amen. Some of y'all ain't sure. Amen. Say it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
And so all I got to do is just act like I do love people because I do.
Right.
It might be hard at first, but it becomes easier the more you exercise it.
Yeah.
Because look at anger and hatred. See, it's easy to get mad like that and just want to wear somebody out.
Yeah.
It's easy. Why? Because we yielded to it so much, we know how to get there fast.
Yeah. Yes.
See, when you yield to something enough, you know how to get there that fast. See, but if we yield to love like that, we'll know how to get there that fast, and we won't allow things to get us off track and to be able to affect us. Amen. It's funny how if somebody gets our order wrong or the receptionist doesn't know what happened to our order, we get mad real fast. And it's interesting because normally it's not even those, that person's the one that took our order or something. But yet we're taking out our aggravation and anger on that person that had nothing to do with what I, whenever I called to get my order or whatever. But the divine love does. See, we always want love. We always want people to treat us right. Well, I can't believe they just called up here and just griped me out. Well, what did you do 3 days ago? Amen. Whew, we're all get up and do some jumping jacks or something. Get y'all moving. Amen. Y'all all right?
Yes.
Amen. Look, first off, let me say this, because this is going to help us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. At least two of y'all agree. So this is going to help us.
Amen.
And so once we learn to start exercising it and using it, then the things that Satan's been doing to us throughout our life that we've been like, why is this keep happening?
Right.
We're starting to figure out. And so if there's something that God will let me know that'll help me to move forwards, why would I get upset with it?
Yeah.
Why would I be like, oh, that's impossible, you can't do that? Well, now I'm calling God a liar. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read some scriptures, that way I ain't got to look at y'all. I'm playing. So we shouldn't be getting aggravated with somebody so quick to be aggravated with people or upset with people. Even that person that calls you at 10 o'clock at night and says, hey, you know your car warranty is about to expire if you call me one more time, I'm going to figure out where you live. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say a few times, you know. And then we started messing with them, and that was fun, I thought, but whatever. Amen. But the love of God doesn't allow anything to move them real quickly.
Amen.
To let them get out of the love and into the anger real fast. The love of God stays steady and true.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get so upset about little things.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. So let's go over to Galatians 6:7, please. Well, actually, just write it down, okay? Write down Galatians 6:7. It says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if I'm ugly to people, and then I'm confused to why people's being ugly to me all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. We just figured out why. And then Luke 6:38, it also says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also what? Amen. At least a couple of y'all know what I'm talking about. So if you don't know, you should write that script, those scriptures down and go back and read them.
Yeah.
Amen. So it was Galatians 6:7 and Luke 6:38. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Ephesians 4:29 real fast, please, in the Passion. Galatians 4:29, it says, and never let what? That'll learn you right there. Yeah, but he's just stupid. Yeah, but he's ignorant, or she's ignorant. Look how dumb he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And never let ugly. Hallelujah. Amen. Never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth. You know, I ain't going to lie to y'all. There's a lot of times I wish I asked somebody else to preach this to y'all. Amen. From your mouth. But instead, let words what? Gifts that do what? Encourage people?
Yes.
So you're telling me that I need to be encouraging even though they're stupid? Do this. Amen. Do this by speaking words of what?
Grace.
It's funny how it's all, see, love always looks at the other person. Amen. Might as well stay amen because we're going to stay here until we get it. Amen. Look, y'all should have been with me when I was studying this. I was like, no. I repent, God. I'm sorry. Well, we all got to walk through this same thing. Amen. But to be honest with you, thank God for helping me. Because now it allows me to see why sickness has been able to come in sometimes or why lack has tried to show up at my front door. Amen. But now it is no longer because I'm figuring out this love walk. I really am. That divine love that's already on the inside of me, all I have to do is just to start acting upon it. I don't have to act like the world. I don't have to. I can if I won't, but I shouldn't be surprised whenever sickness and lack show up. For a Christian to walk in hatred, to be ugly, to constantly talk about people, say talk about people. Say talk about people. Say talk about people. What is that also known as? Huh? It's very interesting that God would cover gossip as well. But what's really interesting is that he's got to tell Christians that. See, that should be something for the world, not for Christians, because Christians should already be acting in what? And so for me to be gossiping, I might as well go outside the door and just live like the world is and start drinking with them because I'm already acting like them. Well, no, Ricky. Well, how are you acting? Are you gossiping? What's gossip? Come on, what's gossip? It's talking about other people. So for me to sit here and to run my mouth about somebody, you know, it's like driving down the road. Oh, that's probably a crackhead. How do I know? Do I spend my time with them? Do I? So now I just made a judgment off of what somebody looked like. So am I God? I just placed myself where God seated. And so now I have to be judged for what I'm saying. And Satan's got a foothold to come in and mess with my health. And my finances, my kids and my family. But if I continue to be blind to it, that's just stupid on my part.
Right.
But if God's trying to help me, then I need to recognize it and take care of it. Did I say it's going to happen overnight?
No.
Say no. Because look at a baby. A baby coming up. You have to tell them what? Over and over again. Don't do that. Don't put your hand on that fire. It's going to burn you. Do they know?
No.
No, you got to constantly help them. So God shows us mercy. He says, come on, y'all can do it. But he tells us how to walk in the divine love. But we have to step out and do it. We can't just stay back here and go, mercy God. Y'all see what so-and-so did over there? Mercy God. We should really start checking up. Because gossip will end up destroying your life. Not only your life, your family's life, because that gives Satan a what? A more favorable position. An advantage. An opportunity to attack me. And then when God, because what did God tell him? He said, I'll take sickness from where? From the midst of you. Say from the midst of you. We need to understand this. What's God going to do? Take sickness from away from the midst of them, right? If they do his commandments. And what's our commandment? To love. Because if we love, we won't do any of them. Correct? Correct? Yes, amen. All right, I agree. And so then God said that he'll take sickness from where? From the midst, say, from the midst of me and my family. Amen. And so then if we get mouthy, if we're over here gossiping, amen. Might as well say amen to it. High five myself. So if we're over here talking about somebody and then sickness shows up at my house, And I go, God, I thank you. I take authority over this sickness right now in the name of Jesus. I command it to leave my body. Thank you, God, for your healing anointing flowing through my body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. In the Jesus' name, amen. And so I start acting what I think is my faith. And so I get out and just move on. But nothing is showing up. No healing is manifesting in my life. And it's been a week or two now. Because after you prayed, Satan said, God, it's not legal. God, it's not legal. Look, right here, they're gossiping. They're not walking in love, and they're not doing what you asked them to do. So now I have an advantage. Now I have a chance to do whatever I'd like to them. Because them praying now doesn't take control over it. Because they haven't repented. They're just continually talking about people. But so I have an opportunity to do what I'd like. And God says, you are correct. And puts his hands up. And then people go away and say, told you that faith stuff don't work. But yet, just like a lawyer going in front of a judge, that's exactly how Satan acts. He goes up and says, it's illegal. Here's the documentation. Here's exactly what they were doing and exactly what they said. So God says, okay. Is God being mean?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What's happening? I'm not doing what God asked me to do. But look, there's mercy. Amen. Say mercy. And so he'll help us when we don't know any better. It's just like our kids. When they don't know any better, you don't just beat their little bottoms the first time they do something. Because they don't know any better. But now if I've told you a few times, and now you still want to do it, there's going to be a consequence. And that consequence is Satan going, God, I got them. You can't take sickness away from their household. You can't. It's illegal because I have the documentation of what was being done. And God says, you're correct. But unless we repent, amen. Say amen.
Amen.
We repent. We get back underneath that umbrella of love. And God goes, no. Because what you're showing me right now, I have no recollection of. Because once we repent, it gets underneath the blood. And God's got no recollection of what's happened. And so he says, no, I don't know what you're talking about, Satan. This belongs to him, and it's theirs. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah. We almost made it. Amen. Where are we at? Ephesians? Amen. Let's read it again, please. And never let... Amen. Here we are again. Never let ugly, say ugly, hateful words come from my mouth. We'd be doing good if it said your neighbor's mouth. Amen. But instead, let your words what? Let them become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Because God is not in the breaking down of anyone. God is not in the tearing people down business. God's in the bringing up and uplifting business. Amen. And so for me, amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to say it, but I'm not in charge. Amen. So for me to speak ugly and hateful words, I'm just a mouthpiece for who?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because God shed the love of God, where? In our hearts. But if I'm not yielding to that, and I'm yielding to whatever Satan's saying, to that hatred, because hatred and anger does not come from God. Amen. Then I'm just allowing my mouth to be used by Satan. We might as well call it what it is. Some of y'all are looking a little confused, but if you just look at it and read it, that's exactly what you're doing. Because God does not sound like hateful and ugly words and demeaning and tearing down. That's not God. So you're not yielding to Him. So now you're allowing your flesh to dominate you. Now you're allowing your flesh just to do whatever it wants to do. And Paul told us to do what? Keep our body where? Under. Keep it into subjection. That way I myself won't be a castaway, right? So we have to keep our body where? So then we shouldn't just allow our body to do what it wants to do?
Right.
You mean I can't just allow my mouth to say, you're an idiot. I can't believe you pulled out in front of me like that. What are you talking about? Why don't you do the dishes? I did them yesterday. You ever going to clean this house? I work all day. Amen. Yeah, we doing good now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But love doesn't act like that. And to be honest with you, that's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Unless you really don't like your wife, because there's things that come with a wife. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And so for me to act ugly, and then I want to kiss on her, but she's a little aggravated, and then I'm like, well, what's your problem? About the most dumbest thing I've ever seen. It really is. Amen. Man. All right. 1 Peter, please, 3:7-12, the Passion. Y'all doing all right? Can y'all take a little more? Are we good? Are y'all full? Y'all about to fall out? Y'all all right? Look, y'all didn't answer. Steve did, so we're staying. Had your opportunity. Had your chance. 1 Peter 3:7. We'll go through 12 out of the Passion. I was like, yes? Is that God? Husbands, you in turn must treat your wives as a slave. That's how some men read it, though. Amen. Viewing them as feminine partners, it doesn't say slave, it says with tenderness.
Yes,
say tenderness.
Tenderness.
Viewing them as feminine partners who deserve? Who deserve to be what?
Honored.
Amen. For they are what? With you. The divine grace of life. So that nothing will do what? Amen. Next. Now, this is the goal. Amen. Live in harmony with one another. And to do what? Demonstrate. To demonstrate affectionate love. To demonstrate it. That means regardless if you just worked a 10-hour shift, you'll still come home and help. You won't just run to your little game room and jump on an Xbox or a PlayStation or on your phone. And then look at your wife cross-eyed like you ain't going to do nothing around here. Amen. You might as well say amen because it's still so. Because love, it demonstrates. Love demonstrates. Well, so does hatred. But you might as well demonstrate love, right? sympathy and kindness toward who? Let humility describe who you are as you dearly love. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Never do what? Oh, well, we was doing good again until we read that. But God, just this one time. That's how I felt before. Look, God, just let me hit him. I'll repent. Y'all remember the story about my dad? He worked on the oil, the roughneck on the oil rigs and stuff, right? And so he was higher up, and they was making him do all the dirty work because he wouldn't go out and drink with them because he got saved. And so he was doing the dirty work, and then getting underneath the driller because it's shooting all the mud out and water, and that's where the new guy goes, not the guy that's seasoned, right? Amen. So he was doing it, and finally him and the labor boss kind of got into it, and he might have just hit him right in the mouth and threw him out the door out of the derrick, right? And God told him, said, you'll have to quit now. Because now you can't minister to none of them. Because you've showed anger and hatred, and that's not how the love of God is. So now you won't be able to help any of them. See, have we ever thought of it like that? A lot of times we think that we get put in jobs and positions to save everybody. We're thinking, about everybody. Well, they all need Jesus. Well, you do too. A lot of times we'll get positions and jobs because God's trying to help get something out of us so that we're able to move forward further. Amen. And so whatever's aggravating us or whatever gets on our nerves, have you ever noticed, shows up at that job? So that's obviously something that we have to deal with. And God told Dad, he said, you're going to have to deal with that anger. You're going to have to control that anger or you won't be able to minister to anybody. Because if we're just constantly getting mad, speaking ugly to people, you really think that's going to bring people in? That would drive people the further away from this church than anything else.
Yes. That's right.
Being snappy, being snooty. Whenever they walk in, just showing them the love of God, the love of God will just envelop people. And makes them hungry. Just makes them want to get closer to God and find out, what do you have that I don't? Because I need that. The love of God will just tear down just barriers around people and in people. The people that are just constantly just in anger and turmoil and just mad about everything, the love of God, whenever you just say, how are you doing? It's so great to see you. Can I hug you? And then you hug them. And that love of God just enveloped. They're like, man, we have to go back. There's something about that place. I need that in my life. But if I'm like, oh, hey, what are you doing? See you. You can go sit in there somewhere. Good luck. Yeah, I'm pretty friendly. I definitely want to go back to that restaurant.
Come on, Dad.
We seen a guy yesterday because we went up to Vegas, and he was welcoming. Thank you, good Lord. Couldn't get that out. Welcoming us into the building. Where was we at? Oh, at Target. Here, sorry. We was here at Target. And the guy welcoming people in, he's like, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Start doing a dance. I was like, son, we need to hire him at the church. That boy gets you excited to go into Target. It's like, man, what's up, man? How you doing? I was having a bad day. Not anymore. It's funny how a laugh, a smile, and the love of God is so contagious. But anger, you're welcome. Anger and hatred and gossiping and talking about people is also contagious. That's why I'll dismiss myself from a conversation. Because I know the love of God is in my heart. And so if I hear somebody starting to talk about somebody, I will not engage. Because now I'm agreeing to whatever they're saying. If I'm like, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. And now I've just put myself in a place of defeat. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all getting anything?
Yes,
look,
sir.
We're going to have to stop because we ain't got time. Amen. So we'll have to try to finish it up another time. Amen. Y'all get anything?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You and I both. Thank God for the Holy Ghost and for helping us. Oh, Chelsea's got the closing. Pastor Chelsea, sorry.
Hallelujah. God is so good.
You tore my page.
Hallelujah. He's been talking about the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts, but some of you in here might not be able to relate with this love of God. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ as